everyone, and welcome to the Off the Wall Museum. I'm your host, Train Fulkowski, and I'm here with your co-host, Lucas Brewer.
Hello.
And if you're here to listen to something a little weird, extremely interesting, or just plain bizarre, today we are going to be talking about one of the very reasons I'm so incredibly proud to be Polish, and discussing just about the weirdest thing to ever exist in Polish history, Wojtek the Bear.
Ooh.
Wojtek, meaning joyful warrior in Polish, was a lovely Syrian brown bear born in 1942 in Hamadan, Iran. As a cub, his mother was shot and killed by hunters, leaving him stranded and alone. A young Persian boy eventually found him and brought him to a railway station where he would beg for food. Coincidentally, some Polish soldiers and many Polish civilians were traveling to the Middle East. Poland at this time had just been invaded by the Soviets. And just for some historical background, the Soviet Union took more than half of Poland following a deal with the Nazis. Their next goal was to depolonize the country. So the Soviet NKVD, basically the Soviet police, gathered up between 320,000 to 1 million Poles and deported them. So because of this, the Polish people started evacuating to Iran. Some soldiers that were at this railway station due to the evacuation came across the boy and the bear. In particular, an 18-year-old civilian refugee, Inka Bokiewicz, who was the great-niece of General Bolesław Wieniawa-Długoszowski, fell in love with the cub. She saw the boy hungry and begging, so she persuaded them to trade him for the bear. The trade consisted of giving the boy some Persian coins, a tin of beef, a Swiss army knife, and a chunk of chocolate. And in turn, the Polish soldiers got the bear.
Is this the inspiration for Bambi? Because at the beginning, you know, it was the story of Bambi.
What?
Well, because it started out, you know, if you replace the bear with a deer, you know, the mom got killed by hunters. And, you know, I haven't seen Bambi, so I don't know if there's a boy. I don't think it takes place in Poland.
There's no boy.
So the only similarity is the mob got killed by hunters. But it kind of sounded like Bambi for a second there. What color is this bear?
Brown?
Well, you know, you got black bears, sometimes they're white.
It's a Syrian bear.
I don't know. I haven't seen a picture of a Syrian bear. Are they big? Like, are they one of the bigger bears?
I mean, they can get pretty big. But because I don't know if they'd be, like, one of the bigger bears.
Like black bears. They're small.
Yeah. They're bigger.
You know they
than...
kill the most people in a year? At least in the U.S. Because people underestimate them. Because they're so small. So they try to get a picture and they get killed.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, so let's recap that. not my stuff, your stuff.
Okay.
So I'm on the same page. Boy finds a cub in the woods. And the mom's dead because of hunters. Wait, why didn't the hunters take the bear?
How does
the boy know? How do they know it was hunters that killed the mom?
Well, I mean, I guess they would be assuming that the cub was, you know, something happened to the mom because
Maybe she just didn't like the cub. Maybe it was the runner or something.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay, well, the point is that
the mom wasn't in the picture. She left.
Yeah.
Okay. So the boy finds the bear. They become BFFs. Like Winnie the Pooh and one guy.
Christopher Robin.
Yeah, whoever.
Yeah.
Was this the inspiration for Winnie the Pooh?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
And then...
Boom. The great niece of the general.
Of what?
The Polish army at the time. You know?
Finds the boy and the bear.
Yeah.
Okay. And trades him.
Yeah.
And
she's so, like, ooh, I want the bear.
Is the boy no longer in the story? Is he like...
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, they never see each other again. I mean, obviously
story.
They weren't that great of friends.
They weren't BFFs.
Because the boy traded the bear for literally a tin of beef and, like, a few coins.
There was no loyalty back then.
So the bear was taken to the Polish refugee camp near Tehran, where he would stay for 3 months. Since he was just a cub, the soldiers had to nurse him, and they quickly learned that Wojtek had eating issues. He had trouble swallowing, so the soldiers helped him by giving him condensed milk and eventually more thicker substances like syrup, honey, and fruit. And in return, the soldiers rewarded him with beer, soon becoming Wojtek's favorite treat.
Beer?
Yeah. But since he was bottle-fed by these soldiers and raised since he was a cub, Wojtek really became integrated into the soldier family. He was treated as such, and he treated them as such. He trusted the soldiers and was extremely friendly. He was known for stealing cigarettes and eating them, famously accepting a cigarette, taking a puff, and then swallowing them.
It's a funny image. Is there ever a picture of that or anything?
That would've been cool. I don't know. I didn't see one.
Cameras, they were around, but they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
They weren't as popular like today.
They were.
I don't know.
They were decently out there.
I mean, during wartime and stuff, I don't think people were worried about pictures.
Well, you know, that's true.
That's a funny image, though.
Yeah, he enjoyed drinking coffee in the morning. He loved swimming and wrestling with the soldiers.
I don't like doing that.
As well as participating in soccer matches. He even liked to play pranks on the new recruits by holding them upside down and making them think that he was going to eat them.
He did that?
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
He would chase the oranges that the unit used during grenade training.
Chase the oranges?
Yeah, so they'd throw oranges and
instead of grenades?
Yeah, because you can't use...
You could use fake grenades.
Yeah, but oranges, I'm sure, was probably more readily available.
Oranges. I mean, it's Poland. They don't grow oranges there. It's tropical fruit. How do they get oranges? Where do they get these oranges from?
I don't know. I wasn't researching oranges in Poland at the time. Anyways... He'd also sleep beside the other soldiers if they ever got cold.
Oh,
very cute. Sweet. Yeah. Wojtek knew how to salute and would do so upon being greeted. He even tried to mimic the soldiers when he saw them marching, getting up on his hind legs and walking alongside them. So he was
a smart bear.
Yeah. But having a bear meant putting up with bear shenanigans.
Uh-oh.
And Wojtek made sure to give the soldiers his fair share. He was said to have caused trouble. And he ate any food he found lying around, and actually, on one occasion, stealing a bunch of ladies' underwear from a clothesline. During a particular Christmas, he snuck out into the stores, eating all the food. He also learned how to turn on the showers by himself, and in doing this, he actually created a water shortage for the soldiers, since, you know, they were only rationed a certain number of,
right,
you know,
showers.
Yeah. But nonetheless, he was loved by many. And it was said that Wojtek was able to recognize when someone was sad or upset. He was incredibly friendly and would approach those who were in need of a morale boost, even putting a paw on their shoulders in comfort.
Aww,
I know.
That's so cute.
But, you know, however, since he was a bear, he couldn't join the soldiers during military operations.
Right.
The Polish Second Corps was reassigned to fight in the Italian campaign with the British. But the British transport ship carrying them would not allow animals. So everyone was very upset by this, as Wojtek was family now and they didn't want to leave him behind. Wojtek had become their mascot and held an important job of boosting morale. So to get around this restriction that the British ship imposed, Wojtek, a bear, was enlisted into the 22nd Artillery Transport Company of the Polish Second Corps and assigned caretakers.
Yeah. That's funny. Sounds like a movie. You make a movie out of this?
A documentary.
Oh. They should make a comedy out of it. Pretty good comedy.
He was given his own paycheck and the rank of private so that he could travel with them, joining them to Iraq, Syria, Egypt, and Italy.
He went all over, huh?
Yeah.
He saw a lot as a bear. Most bears don't.
Yeah. Anyways, he would actually live with the men in the tents since he was a soldier.
He has a duty to Poland.
At first, the sound of gunshots and battle scared him, but he eventually gained the courage to the point where he would climb the trees to watch their enemies in the distance. Wojtek actually played a very important role as a soldier in the Battle of Monte Cassino in Italy in 1944. He would carry crates of ammunition, boxes of 100 pounds worth of artillery shells, and load them onto trucks. He carried boxes that usually took 4 men to lift, and he never dropped a single one. This all sounds unreal, and there is a lot of controversy behind its accuracy. However, there is at least one account by a British soldier who said they remembered seeing a bear copying the soldier's movements and lifting the boxes. All in all, it was a bloody battle, over 80,000 soldiers losing their lives, but Wojtek's contribution made him become the official emblem of the 22nd Company. His service also promoted him to the rank of corporal. So he got...
He got bumped up.
Yeah.
I bet some of the other soldiers were that jealous.
Yeah. After World War II was over, Wojtek and the Second Corps traveled to Scotland. Wojtek at this point had become so popular that he was awarded as an honorary member of the Polish-Scottish Association. He was loved by the community, attending dances and celebrations in the villages, totally unleashed and free to roam.
That's shocking. So, like, were, like, people that didn't know about the bear, like, did they get scared?
I feel
they'd
like...
They think they're going to, like, some formal dance and there's just a bear there. They're all reacting like, why is no one freaking out?
I feel like they had to know.
I would have gone. Knew there was a bear there? No way.
Well, I mean, he's so socialized and integrated. I feel like putting him on a leash would have done nothing.
Yes. I mean, how do you put a bear on a leash anyway? A bear.
I don't know. But he actually played an important part in creating a bond between his comrades and the locals of the area. So it was it was a good connector to both communities. In 1947, the military unit was disbanded. The soldiers really hoped that Wojtek could return to Poland with them and have him join them in parading through Warsaw. But unfortunately, that was not the case. Most of Warsaw had been destroyed completely by the war, and many feared that the Soviet government that now controlled their homeland would take advantage of this popular bear and use him as a symbol to promote communism.
We don't like that.
Yeah, and they really did not want that to happen. So Wojtek was instead given to the Edinburgh Zoo by his caretakers, where he would spend the rest of his life.
A zoo?
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
It's sad. Sadly, he spent 16 years of his life behind bars at the zoo until he died at the age of 21. Wow. And he was 500 pounds and standing over 6 feet tall.
So he's a big bear.
Yeah, he was big.
Bigger than a black bear.
Probably.
He is.
Yeah.
Black bears don't get that big. I've seen black bears in nature. It's scary.
You've encountered a black bear?
Yeah, in the Adirondacks.
Did you really?
I swear to God.
No.
Multiple times, yes. There was this one time my mom and my sister and I were hiking, and we were at this place called Nick's Lake in Old Forge. And at Nick's Lake, there's, like, trails near the campsite. So pretty much you have a campsite, and then there's just a trail, like a hiking trail.
Yeah.
And you can go around the lake, and we were just doing, you know, we just got there that day. We were like, oh, let's go on a hike. You know, we won't go all the way around the lake because it's a big lake. And we came across this bridge perpendicular to us, and there was a bear, a black bear, eating grass or something. And I'm like, oh my God.
Eating grass?
Black bears eat grass. Maybe it wasn't eating grass. That doesn't make sense. I think it was playing with grass or something. I swear to God, it happened. And we froze. We're like, oh my God. And we just walked back. So we didn't get eaten by a black bear.
Wow, you didn't get eaten?
And I think I had a cub with it, too.
Oh, yeah. You gotta watch out for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was scary stuff. My mom will tell you about it. Ask her about it. She'll tell you.
But same place. Anyway, unfortunately, he spent his time in a tiny box exhibit at the zoo. And I'm sure that zoos at that time weren't really...
good?
I'm sure they weren't very concerned about giving them luxury, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty unfortunate. His cause of death was partially due to esophagus damage, most likely from all the cigarette smoking he did during his time with the soldiers and the war. Yeah.
Cigarettes will get you. There's one lesson you'll learn from this. Don't smoke cigarettes.
Nicotine is bad.
Because the bear died from it.
And it's sad because I'm sure he didn't understand, you know.
I can't imagine a bear would understand. Cigarettes are bad. I'm pretty sure. I could say with confidence that the bear did not understand, okay?
However, even though he was trapped at the zoo...
he lived a good life.
Yeah, he did live a good life, and he was often visited by journalists and former Polish soldiers who sometimes brought him cigarettes to eat.
So it just did happen. Wow. They'd light them and just throw them in his mouth.
Yeah, they say that he would light up at the sound of the Polish language.
Oh, wow, okay. So he's fluent in Polish. Was this a talking bear too? Did you leave that out?
But anyways, I can imagine that he must have missed his freedom and Polish family.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
I mean, for 16 years especially.
It's a long time.
But what's poetic about Wojtek is that he symbolized what the Poles faced during the war. He was exiled from his homeland, traveling through various countries before having no choice but to settle in a foreign land. So he kind of was this symbol, this metaphor for the Polish people. So as an honored member of the Polish-Scottish Association and from his experiences in Scotland, he also became a symbol of unity between the Polish and the Scottish after he died. Though this ended kind of sadly, Wojtek's life is surely remembered. There are multiple memorials and statues of him across Poland and Scotland. There have been many books and documentaries made, and there's even a board game that was made in 2018 where you can join a bear on his journey with the Polish army. But despite this being a rather sad end, it's all quite crazy and amazing. And with all that being said, what are your final thoughts?
I think it's a cautionary tale for not smoking cigarettes, if anything.
Really?
Yes. And the bear was pretty cool. I mean, he's probably the most famous bear in history, right?
I would like to think so.
I mean, I can't think of another bear that's famous. For what? They're bears. They don't do anything. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah.
It was a nice story. Sad, but it was nice. I could see it being like a movie, too.
Yeah.
Like a comedy movie?
I'm surprised there hasn't been one made.
Yeah, it is kind of surprising. We should start the screenplay.
We should. Right now. I mean, we're cinema majors. Right. Let's do it.
Right. Good idea.
Well, I think that's about it for today's episode of Off the Wall Museum. As always, I appreciate it so much for giving us a listen and supporting us. I can't thank you all enough. I hope you all enjoyed the story, and I hope that you, like Lucas and I, found this episode interestingly weird. Thanks for tuning in and listening. This has been me, your host, Rain Polkowski.
And Lucas Brewer.
And we can't wait to see you in the next one. Stay weird.